three soil profiles are calcareous soils from South Australia. And this is, in fact, the state soil of South Australia. Little bit of background. Millions of hectares of arable land worldwide, especially in arid and semi-arid regions, are deficient in plant-available micronutrients. Therefore, we apply micronutrients to soil as inorganic or organic forms. So inclusion of micronutrients in commercial macronutrient fertilizer is a common practice. This is driven mainly by product physical characteristics and practicality, because it's easier to apply and it is easier to get an even spread. However, when they are designing this, we rarely consider about the fertilizer efficiency. In South Australia, we have observed increased response to fluid micronutrient yield and no grain concentration compared to their granular forms in calcareous soils. So we were interested in looking at whether there are any differences in chemistry. First, we started with laboratory-based experiments using isotopic dilution techniques. In there, what we did was we incubated soils in petri dishes and we introduced fluid or granules to the center and incubated for a particular time, in this case 5 weeks. And at the end of incubation period, we removed soil as concentric grains, starting from the center, and then look at pH, total micronutrient distribution, and also labile or potentially available micronutrient concentration using isotopic dilution techniques. In complementary studies, we also extracted exposed granules and used laboratory-based X-ray techniques such as XRD, SEM, and XRF to understand changes in structure, if possible, chemistry of micronutrients and in situ elemental analysis, etc. So this is an example from for copper in alkaline calcareous soil, and this shows total labile or potentially available and non-labile copper in soil sections collected at 2 different distances from the point of application. And granular copper and 2 liquids, technical grade monoammonium phosphate and copper zinc, and APP and copper and zinc. So if you focus on total distribution, that is a combination of green and the red, and you could see that when we apply this copper as a granular form, actually almost all the copper retained in 0 to 4 millimeter section. Whereas when you look at liquid treatments, you can see that significant proportion of these copper actually move to second section. So now if you focus on labile versus non-labile copper, you could see that not only copper moved away or farther away from the point of application, they stay available. So, however, even though this indirectly give us some idea like chemistry of these two systems are different, this doesn't provide direct evidence. So we were interested in looking at chemistry in direct. So we use micro X-ray fluorescence, microstains, and bulk X-rays analysis in these micronutrient fertilized soils. Objectives: to investigate how different forms of micronutrients react in soil at the molecular level using the microscale spatially resourced synchrotron techniques and also bulk measurements. In particular, to understand whether the reaction products and primary micronutrients sink in and around granular fertilizers in fluid fertilizer bands were similar or not. Soil, gray calcareous sandy loam soil from South Australia, and granular treatments were granular manganese. In granular manganese, we had manganese sulfate, actually in monocalcium phosphate base. And granular zinc was zinc oxide in monoammonium phosphate base. And granular copper zinc was copper sulfate zinc oxide in monoammonium phosphate base. And liquid treatments, we tried to have equivalent formulation of liquids using technical grade monoammonium phosphate, manganese sulfate, zinc sulfate, and technical grade monoammonium phosphate, copper sulfate, zinc sulfate, and also to match up with manganese granular phosphoric acid plus manganese sulfate. So for synchrotron studies, we actually incubated soils in plexiglass boxes. These boxes were 5 centimeter long, 5 centimeter wide, and about 0.6 millimeter high. And we had an X-ray window there. And again, we introduced fluids or granules to the center and incubated for 4 weeks. And you can see that for the micro XRF and micro CNs and XF one, we actually used this setup in situ. So micro XRF and micro CNs and XF data collected at APS, and scale is about, X-ray beam size was about 50 to 50 micrometer square. And bulk CNs and XF collected at Photon Factory in Japan, and the X-ray beam was about 2 by 2 millimeter square. So for bulk extracts, what we did was concentric section of soils from the fertilizer placement, we removed again, and then dried rapidly at 40 degrees Celsius. So manganese, and this shows the granular manganese treated soils, micro XRF map, and again, about the color scheme, this is lighter colors, white to yellow shows the highest concentration, and blue, black for the lowest concentration. So granule was over there. And as you can see that most of manganese actually moved out of the granule, but accumulated right around the granule. And this wasn't surprising because the studies we did and tried to extract those granules from the soil, always we observed that with manganese granule, we get very hard shell of soil around it, and it was very hard to separate it without breaking the granule. So it was an indication, actually we had before, that something is forming outside of these granules. And these points are where we collected XRF data. And this shows the liquid manganese zinc treated soil. And as you can see that both manganese and zinc actually move, liquid zinc move farther away freely from the point of application compared to the granular form. I will show zinc granule later. And this shows the manganese microstrain spectra of selected different hotspots I showed before. And first this is liquid and these are for granular, and as you can see, there was a very uniform spectra between different points of liquid indicating uniform chemistry in this liquid system compared to the granular. And bulk, this is the soil we actually dried, quick dry before we collected sales data. And you can see that untreated soils, we didn't have that much manganese, so a lot of noise. And granular manganese soil and the liquid sections, you could see that even after AR drying in the liquid manganese added one, manganese actually stayed mostly as manganese two species compared to granular added one. So this shows the percentage of manganese species determined by linear combination fitting using microstrain spectra. And the major difference was between granular and liquid treated were, with the granular we almost always saw manganese carbonate, significant amount of manganese carbonate. 0.4 was the one actually farthest away from the point of application. So it's more or less similar to background. And what we saw with the liquid was hurriolite was the dominated, or manganese phosphate was the dominant species. And this shows the percentage of manganese species determined by linear combination fitting again for bulk CN spectra. And in the bulk CN spectra, what we did observe was actually, probably because of that drying, this manganese carbonate existed, may have transformed into manganese, higher valent manganese oxide. But still, in the liquid treated one, dominant species was urealite, as indicated by micro data. For zinc, and you did see zinc fluid before, and this is zinc granule. As you can see that zinc doesn't move out of the granule at all. And if you look at ion distribution inside the granule, and you can see that these two are coinciding really well. And this shows the zinc microscene spectra in selected different zinc hotspots. Again, liquid versus granular, you could see that liquid has more uniform spectra, indicating more uniform chemistry. And the linear combination fitting indicated that even in the original granule, even though they included, introduced zinc as zinc oxide, during the granulation process, most of these zinc oxide actually transform into different phosphate species. So hopiite and sclerosite are the example species we use there. And the incubated granule in soil, again, the same thing. We did see more calcium zinc phosphate. And in the liquid treated one, the dominant species was definitely not phosphate. It was more like willemite. Copper, again, this is actually for copper study. We used, we prepared thin sections right across the fertilizer. Fertilized zone, and as these particular granules contain both zinc and copper, as you can see that, similar to zinc, copper didn't move out of the granule either. And again, copper distribution is coincide with actually iron distribution. And the linear combination fitting indicated that most of the copper in a granule added system existed as either a combination of copper carbonate and different copper phosphate, whereas in the liquid system, actually adsorbed copper-like was the dominant species. So the conclusion, the mobility of micronutrients from fluid fertilizers was greater than that observed for their equivalent granular sources in calcareous soils. So spectroscopic investigations agree with isotopic dilution techniques and showed that when fluid forms were applied to soil, a considerable proportion of these micronutrients remain in comparatively more soluble form. And we believe, therefore, the superior agronomic effectiveness of fluid micronutrient fertilizers in calcareous soils under field conditions is the result of enhanced diffusion and or solubility of these micronutrients in soil. Thank you.